This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Talked a little bit about the Giants before, about obviously Russell Wilson being named the starter. That's no surprise at all. Not stunned that Dable also said the second spot is up for battle. The number two quarterback, you know, up for grabs, number two quarterback, a little competition there, which I like. I think it's healthy. I'm curious to see how it goes, but I did touch on that. But the other thing I didn't touch on from Giants perspective very quickly, you know, I think it depends how you process, you know, like how you heard it. When Bogus just said in the update, you know, the Giants expect Andrew Thomas to be ready for week one. I sure as hell hope so. I mean, come on. How long was he out? How long ago did he have the surgery, the situation with his foot, right? So that's an odd one to me. The Giants expect him to be ready for week one. Now, I don't get overly alarmed on, you know, players on the pup. You don't need to go hard the first, not that they go really hard anymore, but like the first day, you don't need to do that. But so it's more of a clerical thing, more of a whatever. So I'm not overreacting too much to that, but I don't know. You know, far be it for me to just assume that the starting left tackle, who's one of the best in football, after 5 or 6 months of recovery, I think that I would want a little bit more of an optimistic scout report than here on July 23rd that Andrew Thomas should be ready for week one. I'm not trying to make too much out of it, but that caught my ear. All right, BT and Sal here on The Fan, brought to you by your Tri-State Cadillac dealers. Cadillac, the official luxury vehicle of the New York Mets. We've obviously talked about the Mets. Right now, we get back to the Yankees with one of the great voices of the Yankees. I texted her a couple of weeks ago. I heard a pregame interview, and I love this geeky stuff. It's right up my alley. The scout who found Schlittler and the scout who found Ben Rice, and she got right back to me. She's awesome. Susan Walton, what's happening, kiddo? How you doing?
I'm great. I turn on and I'm listening and you're talking football. I thought you'd still be screaming from last week about the Yankees and how they've been playing. I'm really glad to know you're talking about something else this morning.
And listen, I'll tell you something. I've been positive about the Yankees today. Let me ask you a question. Now, and I know, I should say, I think that you listen to Sal and I on occasion. You put the station on once in a while, right? No. Ooh, okay.
Yeah. I do. I'm just kidding.
Oh, I got you. I ask you that just to get to this next question, which is really the question. Do you think I'm unfair to the Yankees? Like, because I know that there's so many different ways to interpret where they are and what they need to do and how they played. I think I'm fairly balanced, but I don't know. Maybe in the eyes of some, I'm not. You think I've been a little bit too nuts about this?
Well, no. I think you're perfect for what you're doing for a living. You know, you're not the manager of the Yankees. You're doing a talk show.
That's right.
And you're talking to people who live and die with this. I have something for you, though, because and if you know this quote, you can't. I want to read you something, and I want to tell you, I want you to tell me which manager said this.
Oh, okay. I love it. Go ahead.
All right?
Yeah.
This is a quote.
Yeah.
This better be rock bottom as far as how we've been pitching, how we've been playing defense. I think the offense is starting to kind of tick up, which is good. But yeah, I think as far as the quality of the baseball, it's been a tough watch. What manager just said that?
Okay. Oh, just said it. I was going to say Joe Torre in 2000 when they were playing terribly down the show. Okay.
Yesterday.
Just said it. I don't know. Who was it?
Dave Roberts.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's right.
So anytime you think that the Yankees are alone in this, that's the manager of the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Yep. Point taken. Listen, I understand what you're saying. And one thing that I've said, Susan, a lot, right? When and there's obviously varying degrees of urgencies and nuttiness from the fans. I get it. It's all over the full spectrum. It is what it is. Yep. But one thing that I always say is, hey, you know, if you're telling me that, you know, you feel confident that the Yankees are going to win or they have this, I'm not saying that you're totally wrong, but I am more of a believer in tell me what my team, same with the Mets, tell me what the team has rather than what the other teams don't.
Right. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I'm fully confident that they're going to start playing great baseball. Of course, I mean, you have to be an idiot. I'm watching. I do these games. I've seen every pitch of every game.
Yep.
You know, you have to. But I do think that, you know, and this is what fandom is. And I think everybody's got to understand this. I think things can be handled a little differently. You know, I don't, you know, it's. I don't like this, boy, we lost 10-0, but isn't it a beautiful day kind of attitude. I don't like that. I mean, there are things wrong, and I know the Yankees think of them. I'll tell you right now, a lot of these rumors that you're hearing on and seeing on the internet are pure garbage. I mean, pure garbage. They'll end up with a third baseman, but I think they're after bigger things. I think they're after, they need pitching. And I think that the staff here knows that, they need a third baseman. They need pitching desperately. That bullpen is on fumes.
Yes,
and,
it's rough.
Every single day. And I keep looking to see if Tim Hill's left arm is going to be longer than his right arm. Because he's every single day. I mean, they need people. But, you know, and they've had scouts in Minnesota. They haven't decided whether they're going to sell yet or not. They've had scouts in Pittsburgh. The Minnesota one intrigues me because they've got great pitching. Great pitching. If they're gonna give up on that closer, and then maybe one of the starters, that's maybe you go there. But there's nothing out there. They haven't made offers to anybody. And when things happen, and you know Brian Cashman, he's going to do it at the last minute. Well, I'll be sitting here at 6:02 on, if that's the time, on trade deadline, and that's when it happens.
Listen, he's very good at that. I've always said that.
Yep.
You know, whether it's Grisham, I mean, he's made some money moves. Pardon me, whether Jazz Chisholm, money moves over the years. He's proved himself there. That's one of his greatest strengths to me, putting together a bullpen, making a move when they need to. I think he's great at that. So I know that they're going to pounce. But here's the thing. We all know that they need multiple
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Put your arms in the bullpen. He's going to do that. There is, in my opinion, there is no way they can enter October with that left side of the infield. There's no chance. They have to get a third baseman.
I don't think. Oh, they'll get a third baseman.
Okay.
But if you're going to get a third baseman, you better get one that defensively is better than what's already there.
I know. And Suarez thinks that. I agree. I like McMahon. I think McMahon from the Rockies could be a decent fit.
Well, I don't know. He hits 203, and he's hitting in Colorado. I don't know. I mean, there are other people that if you get like a frontline starter from a team, do you put in Ahmad Rosario over there, a Willie Castro, if you can get a big starter and a big bullpen arm? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what they got to think of. But by the way, don't forget, teams aren't sitting around saying, this is what we've got for sale. My guess is Suarez is going anyway. Because I think that this is it for him in Arizona, and yeah. that and he's the contract. So he's going somewhere. The last rumor was he was going back to Seattle, but who knows? I don't think anybody knows yet what they're doing. And you know, and the GMs of all these other teams. I know that Yankees have scouts in Pittsburgh. They've got them in Minnesota. They've been in Minnesota and Pittsburgh a couple of times. Arizona. Brian Cashman leaves no stone unturned. And just because we're talking about four different people doesn't mean he's not talking about 10.
And five that we're not even thinking about.
And because a lot of these teams haven't decided yet
yep.
whether they're in or they're out. There's another, 10 days?
I think it's seven.
Another week.
Yeah.
What if somebody goes on a winning streak and wins six in a row?
I hear you.
And all of a sudden they're the last wild card.
Yeah.
And wild card, even if it's the first round, that's money.
I know. Understood. It's changed this time of the year. There's no doubt. Susan Wallman, of course, great voice of the Yanks forever. She's with us here. BT and Sal. All right, so I want to jump around to a couple of things here, and you don't have to delve too deeply into these because I want to give you a couple names. Is Lombard untouchable, do you think?
Yes.
Is Jones untouchable?
I think Lombard is the only one that's really untouchable.
But
you don't know. Would you give Spencer Jones for Joe Ryan? In 5 minutes, you would do that.
Yeah. I mean, it's funny. I said I want to go through these names, but it's hard not to because there's so much meat on the bone. The only thing that worries me about, number one, Jones looks great at AAA. That's obvious. But, you know, they're not going to resign Goldschmidt next year. Grisham could leave. Bellinger could leave. Like, I think
you're going too far away. I mean, we're still in July of this year.
No,
you gotta get through this year.
I understand.
Here's the thing about Spencer Jones, and I understand that everybody is talking about the strikeouts and everything. Well, he's not striking out now.
Nope.
And someone else came up here and struck out 30% of the time, and his name is Aaron Judge. And now they say he's the best hitter in baseball. And I think the mistake is when we think that what we see at AA or AAA is what you're going to see after a couple years in the big leagues. Nobody made more errors at shortstop in the minor leagues than Derek Jeter.
56.
And he came up here, and that didn't happen.
Yep.
But you do get to grow up in this world. George Lombard is 19 years old. I mean, give him a minute.
<It's> just, I'm still waiting to grow
up,
though.
But when they get here, you don't expect – I think everybody expects you to be a finished product. Nobody is a finished product. Perfect example, Cam Schlittler is not a finished product. Do you see the talent there?
I like him.
Do you see what you saw last night?
Yeah.
He's a tough kid. He hadn't pitched in 10 days. No wonder people are saying, oh, he walks people. He walks people. He hadn't pitched in 10 days. He'd walk people, too.
Uh-huh. Obviously, if we don't think, and I tend to agree, I don't think Jones is untouchable, but I'd like to keep him. They have to really like Ben Rice. I mean, I don't know how much you dive into the deeper analytical stuff. I do, and I don't want to really talk. It's kind of nerdy on the air. It's hard to do. Everything's amazing from a hitting perspective. This kid's got to play every day.
Well, he's not going to play every day.
I don't like that,
Susan. Here's the thing. Here's the whole thing. You got too many people that need to play every day. In a perfect world, you would find out about Jason Dominguez by putting him out there every single day. You can't, because there's a guy named Bellinger who's out there who can play anywhere, and he should play every day, as far as I'm concerned, because he's amazing. But look at it. Look at the team. What team do you know has three catchers on the roster, all of them left-handed?
I don't know.
And the roster needs to be fixed a little bit. And I think they know that. And, you know, you got the left-handed first baseman. Ben Rice is okay at first base. He's not Goldschmidt.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that do you worry about, you know, do we get through this year first with an eye on next year? Or do we think about who's leaving next year?
That's a tough balance to strike. What do you think they're thinking? I know what I'm thinking. What do you think they're thinking?
I think they're thinking both of it.
That's a tough thing to straddle. Yeah, I'm not saying you can't straddle it. But, yeah.
Well, but you can for now. Right now, this roster, you know, it doesn't have a really good left side of the infield. You have to fix that. I'm sorry. You can't. You know, you've got three people. You paid $1 billion for Max Fried. You've got Stroman, who's a ground ball pitcher. Will Warren hits mostly to contact. And you've got a left side of the infield that can't make plays. That doesn't make sense to me. Even in a money point of view, you've got to have a third baseman. You've got to have a left side of the infield. When you've got left-handed guys who throw ground balls to the left side, you've got to have people that can then pick it there. That's the whole thing, because so it doesn't work. It's not that they make errors. It's that they're not built for what I think is on this staff. Mark Leiter's another example.
Mm-hmm.
He's a ground ball pitcher. When he gives up hits, they go through the left side.
Yep, fork ball. Listen, you're nailing it. Yep.
But it's those kinds of things that you have to fix. You know, and I know the results. I know that people are on Mark Leiter. A lot of it is not him. If there's people that can play the defense, that someone like that, that's who he is.
Well,
he doesn't strike people out or give up fly balls.
He doesn't.
He hits them to the right, to the left side of the infield.
You're right.
But that's just an example.
Yep. No, I got you.
Max Fried is the most glaring. That's what he does. He's a contact hitter. He has, that's why, you know, you see him striking out a lot now, people. But he hits, when they hit his pitches, they go to the left side.
No doubt. And I remember saying that over the winter. Like, just look at his profile. He's going to throw the ball in at the ankles. He's going to cut into a righty, and he's going to bang that ball into third. That's why I was kind of intrigued with Arenado. I know he doesn't hit the way he used to. I know the contract.
Right, I know all that.
But he can pick it.
I think that they, and don't think that they've just decided in the last two months that they need a left field, a third baseman. They've been trying. I think the Yankees thought they could get by with this group, but it was supposed to be Cabrera.
Right? Yeah.
Don't forget, he's
not here.
And then they had hoped, there was a lot of hoping going on, I think. And I don't think that anybody thought, when I first saw Oswald Peraza, I thought he was going to be really, really good.
Me too.
And he has regressed for a lot of reasons. There's a lot of reasons that go behind that. But that being said, they're not just starting to look for a third baseman yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
This has been going on, but everybody
been
knows
for 15 years. It feels like 15 years since A-Rod, basically.
Well, it's hard to match that one. You know, if you look around, and I keep seeing pictures of the, you know, that infield, A-Rod and Jeter and Cano.
I mean,
my goodness, doesn't get any better than that.
No.
But you know, there's got to be a happy medium in between Alex Rodriguez and Scott Brosius and what's going on there.
Vivas.
Now.
I got you.
Yeah, somebody's got to be in the middle of that, and you know, there's got to be somebody that's in there somewhere.
I got a name for you that probably you're one of the only people that remember. It can't be Len Cicada, though. Does that ring a bell?
No, it can't. Yes, of course.
Remember,
it mostly was Baltimore, though.
Yes, 100%. No doubt.
Yep.
All right, so
someone will be here. Brian Cashman is really good at what he does. Someone will be there at third base that is different than what's there now.
They better be. I believe it. I agree with you. I know he's going to get somebody. He has to.
All right, now you've got guys, you know, you've got something to talk about every single day. Right?
I love it. I mean, eventually I'd like to get on the air one day and say, hey, the Yankees just got an awesome third baseman. And I think that we'll be able to do that. But I want to ask you about Volpe. It's not the same, because the Mets did this with Alvarez for a catcher. It's much more urgent. I think that his defensive mechanics were just broken. I think that Volpe's more in his head, although now his mechanics are breaking as well. Would they ever send him down? I mean, what's the next step?
Okay, here's my question for you. Before I answer that, who would play there?
I hear you. I know. That's what I say. I would not send them down, but a lot of people say they should.
Well, but I think people think that going down is a magic bullet to get your head straight. You gotta think of who the person is too. He's been here 3 years. He's not a rookie.
Yeah.
And I think I think more importantly is who are you going to put there?
Well, I mean, yeah, I don't.
That's what
I know.
You know, this is tough to watch for everybody, and I'm sure it's worse for Anthony Volpe. But this is tough to watch, and you wonder if, and they'll deny it, of course. You wonder if the offense. A lot of people can't stop taking their offense into the field. Gary Sanchez couldn't do it.
Nope.
He couldn't separate offense and defense. When he went badly defensively, that's when he started striking out. Or the other way around. I don't know whether it's the chicken or the egg. And I don't know, you know, I haven't delved that much into Anthony Volpe's psyche to see if that's it. There's got to be something in there because not everybody can separate. Not everybody. You know who did it perfectly? Jorge Posada did it perfectly. Because all the years that we heard about, you know, his, you know, wasn't a great catcher. He wasn't yada, yada, yada. They sure liked it when he hit a 3-run homer in the bottom of the seventh.
Hit a lot of them, too. Yeah.
He could separate. Judge separates. I think really good players do. And I think that's something. I'm not saying that's Volpe. I'm just kind of wondering.
Yeah.
And if that's true, it doesn't make any difference whether he's here or in Scranton.
Well,
I don't think they would do that because there's nobody there.
Yeah, they're not going to set him down. Yeah, now they're about at a ninth, so there's not literally, there's no 10th or 11th slot, so he's about as low as you can get now. But I agree, they're not going to send them down. But here's the thing with Volpe, specific to him. You know, and others have gone, whether it's Salim Azili with the Mets back in the day or some others that stayed locally. Like, there's just a different magnet on you. And, like, when I was in the stadium, when Volpe hit the Grand Slam of the World Series, the cheer was for the Yankees, but the depth of the cheer was also, hey, he's one of us. So when it's good, yep, it's better. Yep. When it's bad, it's worse.
It's exactly right. You're exactly right. And a couple of home runs the other day, maybe that stopped it a little bit. But to me, and, you know, he is going to hit you 20 home runs, but is he that kind of hitter?
No, shouldn't be.
You know, is it? You know, if you're down in ninth, it's nice if he runs into one, but that shouldn't be the crux of what he does. But, you know, but maybe they think differently, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the main thing about, I don't think it does any good to send him down at this point. And my question is who plays shortstop?
I don't disagree with really either one of those. All right. So are they worried? How worried? How much are they holding the breath? Max Fried and the blister tonight.
Well, Max Fried's not holding his breath, so if they are, I don't know. I mean, Max Fried says he's fine,
yep,
and I expect he knows that he's had it 4 times in his career, so he knows himself better than anybody, and it's been a couple of weeks, right? He hasn't pitched since Saturday, since before the All-Star game?
Correct. It's been since then. Yep,
right.
He's good. Yep.
No,
yep.
He says he's fine. This should be an interesting Bassett and Fried. Between them,
yeah,
They've got 30 different pitches. It's going to be really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
He should be fine. If he looks at his hand, then we'll know that we're wrong. But it seems to be fine. You know, he says it's all healed.
What about Luis Hill?
They really need him.
Well, they need him, and they need Luis Hill. When is Luis Hill coming back?
Oh, he's got one. What's today? Is today Wednesday?
Wednesday.
Okay, he's pitching today and tonight, and Scranton or Somerset, whichever one. And
okay,
then they're going to decide whether he can come back or he needs one more.
Mm-hmm.
Usually he threw 57 pitches last time. I hear he was really good. And, you know, don't look at results there. You look at speed and where he's hitting.
Yep, I agree.
And if he's,
I agree.
Because there's no adrenaline when you're pitching at Somerset. You know, they try, but you can't.
Yeah.
And so he'll either be back next time around or he'll have one more.
Okay.
They, you know, because if he gets to 75, do you bring him back then, which they do a lot, or do you give him one more just to make sure?
Yeah, and Boone was talking about that like 2 weeks ago. He's like, listen, our decision's going to be, do we stretch him out up here or do we just stretch him out there for one more? So that's basically what you just said, and that'll be good news here. I was thinking about this. Can't prove it. I'll throw it by you. You've seen them all. Obviously, put Jeter aside, although I do want to get back to Jeter with old-timers in a second, but I watch Bellinger play, and I go back and forth between, like, a more athletic Paul O'Neill. However you want to frame it, he's awesome. There's nothing that he doesn't do well. And I am of the opinion, you know, all right, Alex, but, you know, that was a little tainted, whatever. Like, Bellinger, maybe in the last 25, I don't know anybody that's done everything well like he does on a baseball field in a long time for the Yankees.
I think you're right. It's been and because of he'll do anything. He has no fear. You want to put me in left field? Okay. I'll go there. Doesn't matter. Warren put me at first base. But he's good everywhere. He's just got this. There's something about him. There's no fear, and there's nothing he thinks he can't do. You know, it's not an arrogant thing. He's delightful. I mean, he's okay, I'll do this. It'll be great.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, he hasn't played a lot of left field. He's been center and right and first base with the Dodgers. He's really good. But he's one of those athletes. He's a better, now I don't know if you remember his dad. Clay played everywhere.
No, I remember, of course. Absolutely.
He didn't hit like that.
No.
He didn't hit like that.
Yeah.
But he could play anywhere.
Uh-huh.
You weren't embarrassed to put him any place. So there's that kind of athlete, but he is, you know, a line drive hitter that hits home runs. Like O'Neill. That's the O'Neill comparison. Also, he's tall and lanky like O'Neill.
He is. There's no way Boris and contracts and opt-outs, like, he just looks like he's got to be a Yankee for the next 5 years, Susan. He has to
be. I would, but by the way, I must tell you, and I don't know if somebody's agent would get mad, I've never seen anybody so happy to be a Yankee in my life as Cody Bellinger.
Yeah.
He's just, from his father, the whole thing, and when he walked in, I belong here. Yeah, it's... Yeah, and he has proven, except for when he had the back problem and then the food poisoning and tried to play through it all, he's been terrific. Everything about him.
Yeah, and the other night when Boone decided to sit him, which I thought was ridiculous, maybe. What do you sit him for? The first game against Toronto.
Well, here's the thing, and this is what you know, Aaron has a problem. You've got four outfielders for three spots, and then if you put him at first base, you don't get to play Goldschmidt.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody sits. Also, that was, I think, who was the pitcher?
Gausman. Bad numbers against Gausman.
He was 2-for-18.
I know. So what?
That's what happens when you've got, you know, people that you want to play every day. You know, people say, Jason Dominguez, to me, is incomplete because he doesn't play all the time. So I don't know if we know if he's really going to be good or not.
I agree.
But somebody's got to sit all the time. And he got to play a lot because when Grisham got hurt with the groin and didn't play for a while, then you had him out there. But he's got to play. But some, you know, they do need a day off. The other thing is that Anthony Volpe plays every single day.
Sit him. I've said that too. Give him a rest. Don't forget about the minors. Give him a night off.
Who's gonna play there?
It doesn't matter. He's gonna be better than Volpe is right now. Right?
Yeah. Well,
I mean, and I love the kid. I defend him.
We all love the kid. It's got to be awful for him to go through.
Yeah,
this is, you know, and you're right about it because he's from here, so it's worse. But he's trying to learn. I'll tell you, we were talking about people who could play through noise. No one has done this more in this town than Giancarlo Stanton. And he is the one to watch with this because now he's turned it around and you can see how, you know, 5 years of this he took.
I know.
With him when he struck out and stuff. But you have to play through it. Not everyone can do it immediately.
So we're talking to Susan Waldman. We're going to wind it down here, but I got to finish it up with this, of course. BT and Sal on the Fan. I got the press release, read it on the air the other day. A lot of great names. And I like that. And I've told you before when we've had you on, I like when you do the Q&A. I think it's cool. I think it's unique. We want to see the players on the field.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's what I grew up with. That's what we grew up with. Can you now, unless there's like a confirmation, how in the world is Derek Jeter not there to celebrate the 2000 Subway Series championship? Like, I know that we react to a lot of stupid stuff in sports radio. That legitimately bothers me, and I think that that should bother the fans. How is the captain not there?
Because it's his daughter's birthday, and they're having a big party for her.
Oh, well, there you go. All right, then I give him a pass. It's that simple. I didn't know.
You know, that's the other thing that people don't. I mean, I asked, too, when I was told about it a couple of weeks ago. I said, where's Derek? And I was told, well, it's his daughter's birthday.
All right, I mean, you can have the birthday party on a different day?
It depends. Well, it's not her birthday. I don't know.
You know what I'm saying.
I know
it's the captain.
But I asked why he wasn't going to be there. So I must have cared. And it's just, I don't know. I don't have to balance that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
At this point, he's 25 years removed from it, and it's his daughter's birthday, and maybe he doesn't want to go home and have his daughter crying. I don't know. I don't think it has anything to do with that he didn't want to play a game. I don't think that at all. I just think it's when somebody said it's his daughter's birthday and he's staying with her.
I'm going to believe him. I always preface it with if he's got something going on, then and that's the first I've heard about the birthday. So I get it, but it is a little convenient. A couple of years, they're back on the field, and now Derek doesn't want to play ball. I don't know.
Do you think they moved his daughter's birthday?
Come on.
I know, you're always looking for, other reasons underneath. Maybe it really is that simple.
I'm going to leave that open. All right. What, did I have anything else for you?
I'm sure he's going to have a message on the board. I'm disappointed, too. I loved that year. That was one of my favorite years of all time.
Beat the Mets. How could you not?
Well, but it started early. I remember Bobby Valentine saying to me during the Subway Series, I'll see you in October.
Wow.
And I said, you think so? And he said, yeah, I do.
Yeah, I like Bobby V, too. That was just a fun period. Now, there's no Goose. Is Goose completely out of the Yankee? Is like he forever in the Yankee dog? Goose is always talking smack. So Goose
I would think that might be finished here, yeah.
And Nettles is back.
One good thing, Nettles back.
Yes.
I'm really glad to see that.
When was the last time Nettles was back? It's been a long time.
It's been years.
How many?
It's been years, and I don't know the reason, but maybe this is like, maybe now he'll get a monument in Monument Park, which he should.
I agree.
Nettles should be out there. Where's Catfish Hunter? He should be out there.
Yeah. Running out of space here.
There's never out of space. You move a wall.
Running out of numbers, I guess, is what I'm saying. Running out of numbers. All right there, Susan. Generous with your time. I appreciate it. We appreciate it. I think we basically hit everything. Volpe, Freed, Bellinger, Jeter, old-timers, Booney, everything.
Until the next controversy, which, you could start in 5 minutes if you want.
Well, I mean, if you ever feel
like... Oh, you don't have a lot of time left. You only have another half hour?
Hey, I could start controversy in 30 seconds if I wanted to. Now, by the way, you could start something. Yeah. If I know you're off the All-Star break, but, if you need a little break, I could jump back in for you, fill in. If you feel tired down the stretch, of course.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I'll keep that in mind. I'll give you one of those games when we, are playing in Texas and get in at 5 o'clock in the morning and play the next day, which is a Friday. So we had a lot of those.
I'll take a Somerset game at this point.
there you can go. I'll make a phone call. You can go in anytime. Go sit in with Steve Cusimano. He'd probably love that.
They got their announcers. I don't want to get in their way. Thank you very much,
Susan.
His
name is Steve Cusimano. He's terrific. He gives us all kinds of things. Go sit and have fun with him.
Maybe I will. All right. Thank you, Susan.
Okay, Brandon. Bye-bye.
That was good. That was good. 26 minutes. A little state of the Yankees right there. Money. Very good. 888-808-1019. Dovey, anything to read here? Say it loud. Say it proud. Nothing. All right, good. BT and Sound on the Fan got you till 2. If you want to react to anything from Susan, the Volpe stuff, the minors, that was very, very good. And obviously some of the Alvarez stuff and Mets stuff. Mets are on their way. Mets are up one zip. Angels threatening a little bit. The only at bat, and I'm not saying this to tweak, the only thing that I saw, because I actually forgot that they were on for a second, was Juan Soto, like a little check swing, kind of didn't really want to commit to it. Little one hopper to third, ground out. That's it. I don't even know how the Mets scored, but I'll check out on that. Dove, did you see how they scored? How'd they score?
A home run.
Home run, who went deep?
I didn't see. I turned it on late, too.
All right, maybe it was Alvarez. Nimmo. All right, there you go, Hop. There you go. So 1-0 Mets, and try to hold on to that lead. Obviously, the Angels threatening. So timeout, back to the calls. Evan and Tiki coming up next at 2 on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.